Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kreider. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kreider. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting second. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gordy Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Bouton covering, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund misplays the ball. That's an error on Lund. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to third. Reese moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is hit by the pitch. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Kreider reaches second base with a double. Cardenas moves to third. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Kreider scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elander. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Lund applying the tag. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lund. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Lund steals second. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreider fields it and throws to first for the out. Gill moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kreider hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whitaker. Kreider reaches second base with a double. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ulander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Twins. John O'Donohue now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese is called out on strikes. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lund fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson pinch hits for John O'Donohue. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Baney now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baney spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Baney. Tovar moves to third. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tovar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Carew reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreider fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. McNairtney moves to third. It's 6-2, Twins. Al Worthington now pitching. Merritt Reyneau pinch hits for Gordy Lund. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Dick Baney. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Bob Locker now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Cardenas steals second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Hovley moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosboro for a passed ball. Hovley moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Wayne Comer pinch hits for Bob Locker. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hovley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hovley moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Hovley moves to third. One out. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 4 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Hovley scores. Davis moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Twins. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Steve Whitaker. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Pagliarani moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. McNairtney moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 6, Pilots, 6. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani now playing right field. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oyler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pagliarani. Reese reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Bob Allison. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Greg Nettles now playing left field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici juggles the ball. That's an error on Quilici. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani is walked intentionally. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici juggles the ball. That's an error on Quilici. Davis moves to third. Pagliarani moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranoski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peranoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 1 in the game. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Hobley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobley moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Gill covering, for the out. Olander moves to second. One out. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Reese is walked intentionally. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 4 in the game. With 2 walks. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Charlie Manuel now playing right field. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Tovar takes first base on ball four. Gymkhat pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Gymkhat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Gymkhat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Khat takes first base on ball four. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Gymkhat now pitching. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 2 in the game. Brabander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 4 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles. Hovley bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2 for 7 in the game, with 2 singles. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Pilots 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manuel moves to third. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 5 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill fields it and throws to second for the out. Manuel scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Twins. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 6. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 7 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 7, Pilots, 7. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3 for 7 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive towards first. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 7. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Pagliarani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Ulander takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to third. Belander moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 7. The Pilots will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 4-for-8 in the game, with four singles. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Hobley moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-8 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 7. The Twins will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald bunts towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitterwald for the out. Reese moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 7. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 3-for-8 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-7 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Pilots 7. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-5 in the game. With three walks. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pagliarani. Perry reaches second base with a double. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perry moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Uhlander moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jellner. Perry scores. Uhlander moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 8-to-7, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Manuel reaches second base with a double. Uhlander scores. Carew scores. It's 10-to-7, Twins. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 4-for-8 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. Reese takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Manuel moves to third. Reese moves to second. Rick Renick pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manuel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-7, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-8 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Pilots 7. The Pilots will come to bat. Rick Renick now playing left field. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Talbot pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 4-for-9 in the game, with 4 singles. Hovley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Seattle Pilots, 7. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.